WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to StoicCom, your daily dose of chill with your favorite pal, Avery Hart. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Like life is just a blur of DDoS and distractions, and you barely register any of it? You know that feeling when you finish your coffee, but you have absolutely no memory of actually drinking it? Yeah, me too. That's where mindfulness comes in, folks. It's like hitting the pause button on life's crazy mixtape and really tuning into the present moment. And trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy woo-woo concept reserved for yoga retreats. Mindfulness is a superpower we all have within us, and it can seriously level up your daily grind. Today, we're going to break down how to weave mindfulness into even the most mundane activities. Think brushing your teeth, waiting in line, or scrolling through social media. Oh yeah, we'll tackle that. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, ditch the multitasking myth. Seriously, folks, we're not wired for it. When we try to juggle too many things at once, our brains actually become less efficient and more prone to mistakes. Instead, focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and savor the experience. Feel that brush on your teeth, really taste the toothpaste, you might even discover some new flavors. Second, embrace the power of observation. When was the last time you just sat in silence and truly listened to the world around you? The birds chirping, the wind rustling leaves, the distant hum of traffic. These little sounds often get drowned out by our inner chatter. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your surroundings. It's like hitting the refresh button on your senses. Third, cultivate gratitude for the everyday stuff. We tend to focus on what we lack, but imagine flipping the script. Take a moment to appreciate the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. It's amazing how much joy can be found in the ordinary when we truly acknowledge it. Fourth, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics whispering doubts and anxieties. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define us. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, pause, take a deep breath, and gently challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? What evidence supports them? Often, we realize these negative narratives are just distortions of reality. Finally, practice mindful movement. It doesn't have to be a strenuous workout. Even gentle activities like walking, stretching, or gardening can be incredibly grounding. Pay attention to your body's sensations, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the stretch in your muscles, the warmth of the sun on your skin. Think about that last time you went for a walk. Did you really see the flowers? Feel the breeze on your face? Or are you preoccupied with your to-do list, lost in thought? Chances are, you probably missed out on a whole lot of beautiful moments. Mindfulness isn't just about slowing down, it's about truly experiencing life, one breath at a time. Speaking of which, remember that time you burnt dinner because you were texting and not paying attention? Yeah, that's what I thought. We've all been there. But here's the thing. By practicing mindfulness in the kitchen or any other activity, you can prevent those oops moments from happening. You become more aware of your surroundings, you taste the food as you cook it, and you actually enjoy the process. Plus, a perfectly cooked meal is way more satisfying than one that's burnt to a crisp. So, what are you waiting for? Start weaving mindfulness into your daily life today. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Ditch the multitasking myth, embrace observation, cultivate gratitude, challenge those negative thoughts, and practice mindful movement. It's not about achieving perfection, it's about showing up with intention and presence in each moment. Now, go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share your mindfulness journey with us on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicComDailyPractice. I can't wait to hear how you're incorporating these practices into your lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.